Hello and welcome back to WMUC Digital College Park Radio. This is Hotboxing the Inner Citadel with your host, Alexa. I'm so happy to be here. I was incapacitated this time last week, so I really have missed this. The last time I was here was when we did our deep dive into the one and only Katie Jane Garside. And I had a lot of fun with that, but that was really the first time that I did like a lot of research and prepared. And I kind of want to like do that all over again. Because I think, yeah, I don't know, practice makes perfect. And I put a lot of research into it and then kind of flopped on the episode. So I might bring that back, but today is a very exciting day. I don't know if y'all have heard about a little thing called Requiem Zine, but it's a zine here at this radio station. One of the teams that we, that the station like organizes, I guess, but me and my friend Dia are the directors of the zine, and today is the zine release show. The zine release show. I'm so fucking excited, very grateful, a little bit nervous, and yeah, it's gonna be great though. But anyway, so the zine concept this semester is Subversive Blessings, which was a concept we kind of came to. We started out the like process of trying to like pick a concept with the concept of blessings. I felt like I really wanted, we came back from winter break and shit had really hit the fan, after like Trump's admin came into office. I don't know, like everything was feeling shittier than I ever could have possibly have expected it to have become, which felt crazy feeling because, I mean, since October 7th, since way before then, like, it's been bleak. It's been fucking bleak. Trump's, Trump getting elected happened so long ago, you would think we would have processed it, but him coming into office was very jarring, seeing his intention, seeing his conviction this time around and everything he was gonna do. Anyway, not to dwell on that, but I started out like, maybe let's have the concept be blessings. Something to be grateful for, you know, focus on the light and love in our lives and what we have that, you know, deserves to be recognized. As we were doing like research on blessings as like a concept and a theme to explore, we came upon the concept of subversive blessings, which is originally a Christian concept, but you know, it's universal. Religion is a language, and I really resonated with this concept where it's basically like, it's not a traditional blessing where it's like polite and asking permission from God, etc., etc. Rather, it subverts the norms. It's subversive. So you're either kind of discussing matters that like are not really like acceptable or valued in like mainstream society, or you're being fucking real, be fucking real. It's authentic, it's messy, it's honoring that which, yeah, society has deemed unworthy. Rage, queerness, failure, shame, all that great stuff. And also, I think a big part of it that I have taken away from it, is that rather than like asking permission from God or asking, can you please do this, or saying like, in Hebrew, like in the Jewish tradition, a blessing starts Baruch Atah Adonai. It says like, bless the Lord, you are my master, and then you kind of like either like say something on your food, thank you for the food, thank you for the rain. There's like many sorts of different blessings, but they're all kind of like to God, putting ourselves like below God. But a subversive blessing, it's not really like bowing down to God. It is standing eye to eye with God, lowercase g, whatever that is to you, and saying, this is what I want out of the universe, and this is what I'm going to do in my personal life to make that happen. And it's demanding, it's declaring, and it's spitting in the face of those that deny. So it's been really, really fun to like explore this concept. We've definitely had time to like really flesh it out with our zine team. So that's happening tonight. And the zines are going to be sold at the show, but also the show itself is a piece that we've also been working on, which I'm really excited for. We got like a bunch of really awesome artists all collaborating on like a main piece. This here show, this 1 hour we have together, I have in this little room that's, the most like peaceful little room, aside from the fact that there is my ex-roommate from last year is shredding on the guitar in the other room, and I can hear it literally as if it's right in my ear. But we're gonna focus on the positive, and I'm gonna play y'all some tunes that kind of are inspired by the concept of subversive blessings, and some of them I'm gonna talk about, say like how it kind of connects. Other ones I'm just gonna play and you guys are gonna have to like guess, listen, and you know, analyze. The thing is, like, subversive blessings is very open to interpretation, which is something we really tried to stress with like the artists that were submitting things in our zine team, etc., etc. So yeah, feel free to do the same. And we're gonna start off with this gorgeous song to kind of anoint us. It's a long one. Ugh. Should I do a shorter one? No, let's do it. Okay. It's by Kali Malone, from her album The Sacrificial Code from 2019. And this is a really cool one. She's an organist, which, you know, is not like the most common thing, but she's like a Gen Z baddie that composes like these pieces that are very specific, and they're kind of like works for like church choirs and vibes like that, but on their own they're so beautiful. So I'm gonna play her song Sacrificial Code. I really like set everything up and now scrambling. So I'm gonna play Sacrificial Code from her album Sacrificial Code, Kali Malone on the organ. And then we're gonna listen to some other things. This is what we're gonna do right now. Enjoy. Love you guys.
It takes the right time with you. Wait till I break it down. I'll break the glass, kick the door. Whatever makes you turn around. Wishes that float in the air, our phones all to the moon. Our other friends drink what's up, we'll have a party soon. We're just the right one to scare our heart out in the room. You close your eyes and then I'm there and I let out a hoo. One day you'll join me too. We'll have a grand time, us two girls will get to the moon.
Haunted Disco by Livy. That was the song I put to our show flyer. I thought the vibe was very subversive blessings, but make it party. Next, we're going to listen to a song that I really, really love by an artist I really, really love from an album I really, really love. This album found me when I was like 20 years old and really going through it. There's 8 songs on the album. It's literally a 30-minute album. It's her 28 album. Did I even say who we're talking about? It's a 2018 album by Cornelia Murr called Lake Tear of the Clouds. This 30-minute album, seriously, like, I just played it on repeat for like 6 months. And I was really going through it, and this song kind of found me in like a very gorgeous, perfect time for it to find me, considering what it's about. But yeah, I'm going to be playing her song, I Have a Woman Inside My Soul. I think this is very, very in line with the concept of subversive blessings, as she kind of like, it feels like this dreamy confession or like a journal entry that I've had where she's talking about this woman inside of her, this voice inside of her, the voices, and the instability it causes, the emotional messiness. She sings, I have a woman inside my soul. She cries when I sing. She sings when I cry. And there's this sort of like inversion of emotional control, this back and forth, this pull and tug. And I feel like the whole song is just kind of like a blessing of this instability, this female emotional self, the haunted self, a messy part of being a woman. Yeah, I love it, and it's beautiful, and I think Cornelia Murr has, you know, the voice and the fucking talent to really like execute this message in such a beautiful way. So yeah, this is I Have a Woman Inside My Soul by Cornelia Murr. A blessing to the voices inside and emotional messiness. Enjoy.
Inside my soul, her eyes somber and sad. She waves her hand to try to reach me, but I don't know what
So beautiful, and I had a lot of fun listening to that, and I forgot to press now on Spinotron. But anyway, we're gonna move on, and I'm so sorry if you can hear what's going on in the background. I don't really know. I can't speak for my ex-roommate, but anyway, so that was Cornelia Murr and her take on the female psyche. And I feel better knowing that, like, if I existed back in the 1800s and Cornelia Murr was also around, we would both be, if, you know, we weren't dead, we would both be sent to the seaside, and I would meet her there, and I would show her my art, she would show me her art, and it would be beautiful. Anyway, the next song we're going to play is from another one of my favorite girls, Caroline Polachuk, and I'm really excited to kind of like connect this one back to Subversive Blessings, because this song is amazing. It's her song Butterfly Net from her 2023 album Desire I Want to Turn Into You. And this song is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, you know. I love to listen to it. It's 4 minutes and 36 seconds, but it feels like a whole journey. Anyway, I'm going to play it and then we'll talk about it, perhaps. Or I'll just talk about it now since we're here, and then I'll play another song after. But basically she sings shit like, catch me, butterfly net, you're the only one who's come close yet. And I kind of feel like the butterfly net is like this metaphor for trying to contain desire, capture beauty, or even capture God. But she knows, we all know, this is how it goes. It always slips through the holes of the net. This song is slow, lush. It's so dramatic, but it's never anchored or like grounded in one place. You're kind of just like floating through this journey, this chase with no capture. So I think this, like, the subversive blessing in this is in the chase, with no result, no ending. And the desire itself is the force on its own, if that makes sense, which I think is really awesome, because the album is called Desire I Want to Turn Into, and I have to do more research if that is connected, but I think this whole song is about desire and that whole journey. So I hope you guys enjoy. This is Butterfly Net by Caroline Polachuk.
There I was. a ball that doesn't slow. It seeks and finds me, how far it goes. Heaven help me take this bag of wings and drown it in the Thames. And wake tomorrow, hollow, hardly forgetting that you were.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Your pain is an end.
was Plants and Worms by Girl Pool. And next we're going to listen to Salto Angel by Ruby Throw, and then we'll talk a bit about how I think these songs connect to the concept of subversive blessings. Enjoy.
Jagged edge sliced off of me, a play too hot and penetrative sex. I posed it out to you. I want none of it without you. Now it wanders wasted behind a starved desert horse, when my entrails tied around my wrists. Where you gone, where you let go, so to angel falls.
All right. Can you guys hear me? I can't even hear myself over these fucking people in the other room. Literally every single time I've done this show, there has been someone banging around in there, messing up my audio. The fuck? Okay. So we're gonna talk a bit about those songs. So we just listened to... I'm literally gonna kill myself. This is my ex-roommate's band. I'm not gonna name drop them, but like, literally get a room. The song we just listened to was Salto Angel by Ruby Throw. And Ruby Throw is a band fronted by Katie Jane Gershade, who's one of my favorites. She's really a legend. And this song, honestly, to me, embodies Subversive Blessings. Body, yaddy, yaddy, Subversive Blessings. Like, it truly is almost what I imagine musically when I think of Subversive Blessings. It, the whole vibe of it kind of feels like a seance more than, I don't know, your average song experience. It's spooky, it's eerie. She has crazy lyrics in it. One of them is, "So deep down, I learned to swim with angels. Deep down." So I feel like there's like danger in the beauty, like this spooky nature of the melody. She's like whispering in matricide. Matricide? That's dark AF. But like, part of Subversive Blessings and the part that I've enjoyed the most exploring throughout this semester is like blessing the darker sides of like humanity and society, etc., etc. And I think she does that really well. She's kind of blessing, drowning, merging with the abyss. Feels like a holy surrender. And honestly, all of her music kind of gives me this vibe, which I really enjoy. And we also listened to Seems Like Forever, a song or two before, and Plants and Worms by Girlpool. My friend Dia came in to take some photos and I got distracted on top of my ex-roommate screaming in my ear and her coming in. I didn't explain well, but I'll explain a little bit, especially about Plants and Worms by Girlpool. That's a song from 2014. Wow, that was so long ago. But I like, this song has meant so much to me for so long, and I think it's an interesting song because it kind of has these like off-key harmonies and like very bare instruments, and it feels very subversive in its like composition. It's like hella raw. I think when I think of the song, all I think is, it's raw. It's raw AF. It's raw as fuck. Yeah, mate. This shit's raw. And it's kind of uncomfortable, which I think is also like an embodiment. Oh, wow, the peace and quiet. Why can't it always be like this? Oh my God, oh my God. I just looked to my left into the room and my ex-roommate's boyfriend walked in. He's so scary. He used to be at our house all the time and he'd be like, "Hey, I'm Sarah's boyfriend." Okay, sorry. I can't be shit talking to these people. Anyway, so Plants and Worms, they kind of, I wish I could re-listen to it because I feel like I wasn't present when I played it, but it's just like, "I'm uncomfortable looking in the mirror, seeing that my skin is clearer." And it's all about like, it's not about like putting the beauty in like decay and aging or like romanticizing it, but it's really just pointing it out. And the blessing, I feel like, is the noticing without moralization or a lesson or trying to turn your experience into something pretty wrapped up with a bow, a package, a poor experience you had but you've processed and now this is what you've learned. It's just is. It's just the decay, noticing, pointing it out, and allowing it to be, which I love. Okay, we have 9 minutes left, so I'm not going to get too crazy, but I'm going to play a cool short little song called Inner Space 2 by Starfucker Beep. And this song we also accompanied on one of our Instagram posts, so it kind of feels like it's been just part of this journey. The vibe is very liminal. I feel like there's no words. It's just an instrumental song. And for me personally, when I listen to it, I feel like I kind of just like fall into this liminal space, a space between this and that, where like everything can exist and nothing can exist. You'll see, it's kind of a meditation. I love it. And then next I'm going to play Lifetime Warranty by Cyberbully Mom Club, and then I'll probably be out of time, so that's going to be it. But I had a really good a really great time with all y'all today. And hopefully, you know, I'm getting better slowly as I do this, but I'm sorry, it's all over the place. But yeah, here is Inner Space 2 by Starfucker. I guess I should get some information. I saw them live, and they were really fun, honestly. This is from their album Parallel Realms 2024. Enjoy. Bye, guys. See you next week. Love you.
so full of shit I had to clear it just to breathe. And I hope it's just a basic of the life I'd have to lead. Hello, sir, I'll take a girlfriend, I can take home dates and cheese. And no thank you, but I have no cash for let's have more and tea. Let's have more and tea. Let's have more and tea. Let's have more and tea.